Chapter 14. Spelling the Beans to the Councils. Okay, now, listen, councils from Orvantan and Saraya. I am Eve Kumara, and I speak out of authorization of my divine I am presence. I'm speaking on behalf of all soul carriers incarnate on Urantia, and also on behalf of Gaia, the planetary soul. I count on that this will be documented in the Akashic records. And I declare that I'm speaking out of the deepest empathy of my heart, empathy with Christ Michael of Nebadon, whom you are ruling by what you call experience. This planet is though special, and I guess none of you has ever been incarnate on it before, since it unfortunately fell into the state of rebellion, quarantine and prison. You came here and you suppressed CM by the rules of a cosmic hierarchy. You started more experiments just to prove yourselves, your superiority, your wisdom and know-how. All at the expense of CM, the planet, and the ground crew. And what you call experiments has resulted to be nothing else than messing around with hopeless conditions, conditions which have developed already into a state of demanding celestial help, should the planet, and its humanity not be subject to destruction. Eons have passed since this planet fell into rebellion, and CM was not sovereign yet by this time. I assume you were not interested in this special case very much. This is just a small planet in the peripherals of space. How many of you advised CM to let it go? CM did not give up though, and finally he convinced you to allow him to try. You became witnesses of his self-bestowal, of him gaining sovereignty. He developed some extraordinary plans, and you started to taste the adventure. Finally, you are interested in here, but you just cannot watch without interfering. You interfere with more experiments, you mess around with our time, with suffering, we lost many people with high potential. You screw the plans of CM. And by all of this you are playing into the hands of the Dark Thugs. A delay of 5 years means an incredible further amount of poison spread on the planet and its atmosphere, people of light murdered, attacked, driven into disconsolation, just come down and live one day in a body of a man in Palestine or Syria, or Libya, or be Candace for just one day, walk in her shoes when she gets attacked, verbally or physically. See the chaos all around, just be into it down here for one single day. And you would bitterly regret every single delay you ever caused to CM. These delays ridiculed us down here, ridiculed CM's trustworthiness down here, and now it seems hard to find further explanations and backdoors to justify why still nothing happened. How should he ever have told us that it was you folks causing the delays, you and your bureaucracy? He had to cover it, to match the rules of cosmic politeness. I really doubt that you are able to realize the quality of love CM has for this planet and his ground crew. This planet is a battlefield and all of us are fried. There is no possibility anymore to settle it without divine help. Most channels are corrupted, the light workers split in fragment groups. I ask you now, officially, to take a leave and go back to your government seats and give CM full authorization to decide whatever he thinks is adequate. Stop messing around with the plans concerning this sphere and allow CM to finally get it done. I might need a staple of chairs to stand upon, for being able to look into your eyes. But with all due respect for the Eternal Father, I will not fall down on my knees. I'm one of the ground crew members being stuck in the planetary mud, trying to explain to my fellows why almost nothing of what was announced succeeded to work. I was not told. I have found that out by myself. I will never more bash CM. I'm sorry that I ever did. And I wish I had realized earlier. Should you really blow it big time now, causing loss of the planet and humanity? I'll be back on the other side on yours one day. And then I will officially indict you for having denied real support, and for having hindered CM to give us the adequate divine support, as this could be well interpreted as a joint venture with the Dark. Saraya, I may not have invented a washing machine, but I have learned to count 2 plus 2. This is CM's show, not yours. So please quit and leave the stage for CM and tell him that he does not have to ask for allowance of anything anymore. That he is free to decide and act in his universe whatever he wishes for. I am that I am. Eve Kumara. Then I decided to confront the big boss of the super universe personally.